Hello to all the Patagonia employees, friends, and fans out there. This is Steve House calling from Makalu Base Camp. this is my third expedition to Makalu, which is the fifth highest mountain in the world, 27,800 and change, or 8,485 meters. This mountain, of note of interest, Kitty Calhoun, our climbing ambassador, made the first female ascent of Makalu back in 1990. My first trip here was in the fall of 2008 with Vince Anderson and Marco Prezel. That was a trip in which for 2 months I never put a harness on. That was not my best expedition. I got a chest infection that I could never kick at the high base camp. And although Marco and Vince did manage to succeed in climbing a new route on the west face of Keng Chungse, sometimes called Makalu 2, which was a pretty cool effort that they made in one long day. I returned again in the spring of 2009. Some of you will remember those calls. I was here on a kind of a recon trip, frustrated with the lack of progress in the fall trip. I had the opportunity to come back and tried to investigate more about trying to climb the west face, which is sort of the great, to me at least, the great problem here of Makalu. Ended up at about 20,000 feet waiting out a storm. And some of you remember I got pulmonary edema. I got high-altitude pulmonary edema sitting up there. Had to descend in the storm. It was a little bit of a scary experience. After recovering, I was able to reascend to 23,000 feet to check my acclimatization, which was good, but then the season ended with some early monsoonal snow. So that was sort of my history with Makalu. It's a fabulous mountain. As I said, it's the fifth highest mountain in the world. It's not very well known compared to especially Everest and also K2. And those of you that are buffs may want to guess what the, or maybe know, what the comment upon what the third and fourth highest mountains in the world are. But these five are all quite high, and then it kind of drops off pretty fast after Makalu in terms of altitude. So I am here with four Slovenian climbers, Marco Prezel, who many of you know from my past posts, climbing partner for many years of now, and some younger climbers, Rok Blagos, Luka Lindic, and Boris Lorencic. Most notably, Luka turns 23 years old next week, so pretty young guy. This trip is primarily funded by partly ourselves and also by the Slovenian Alpine Club, which is kind of promoting this as a trip for these younger climbers to have an opportunity to climb with people who have been on a lot of expeditions, like myself and Marco. I didn't count, but probably in excess of 30 Himalayan expeditions between the two of us. I wanted to just sort of introduce this expedition on this post because we just have arrived in base camp a few days ago and are just starting the acclimatization process. I want to comment that the trip is special to me for two reasons. One, there's the mentorship aspect that I already mentioned, and these guys super sweet guys to be with, and I've really been enjoying getting to know them. The second reason is that, as many of you may remember, 13 months ago, exactly today, actually, I had an accident and fell on Mount Temple in the Canadian Rockies, which resulted in some nearly fatal wounds, I would say, and helicopter rescue ensued, and I spent a total of 13 days, I can't remember off the top of my head, in hospitals in Calgary, Alberta, and then later in Bend, Oregon. And I had multiple puncture wounds to my lung, collapsed my right lung, and lacerated my liver, broke a bunch of ribs, and so on. And so just 12 months ago this week, I started walking for the first time after my accident. So to be here in Makalu and being climbing again in the big mountains is pretty special for me right now. I have a new appreciation for what I'm able to do out here. and being out here in these big hills. It's pretty special. So far on this expedition, we've climbed once to 21,000 feet, and we've spent a total of 12 nights above 15,000 feet. So we have started acclimating. We've been in base camp now for like, I forget, 6 or 7 nights. And we're heading up tomorrow for a little foray up higher. We're going to try to spend at least 3 nights above 21,000 feet and hopefully ascend to around 23,000 feet, which is about 7,000 meters, and start to push the acclimatization a little bit so we can get ready for climbing. As far as our exact goals, I don't want to say too much, but that's not because I'm trying to hide anything or, like, keep a secret. You know, we would like to climb a new route somewhere, preferably on the west face, which, as I said, is the big prize. But, you know, we're gonna defer to conditions as they arise. Since we've been here, it's been snowing almost every day, which for our objective on the west face isn't super good for the conditions. There is some really nice room for some new routes to be done on the south face of Makalu, and the south face, of course, will come into condition much faster because it gets, you know, sun all day, and the snow will clean off after a storm much faster on the south face than on the west face. And actually, the west face of Makalu, I measured it with the compass the other day. I checked it out. It's actually the north-northwest face. It's actually pretty north of west. And it's a pretty cold and forbidding place up there. But we're all psyched. Ultimately, our plan is to break into two groups of 2 to 3 each and hopefully do a couple of routes. And that'll sort of develop over the course of the next few weeks or the next month, I guess. So we're here till the end of May. So with that introduction, I'm going to sign off. I want to invite all you to continue to follow the expedition for the next month. I will try to post at least weekly as things happen. If we're just sitting in base camp waiting out weather, it's pretty hard to make that sound interesting. But hopefully we'll be doing some really good climbing here. On this acclimatization trip, we're going to go up on the Japanese route, which hasn't seen very many ascents. It's the southeast ridge, and I'm really looking forward to seeing a new side of this beautiful, incredible peak that we're here to climb. So with that, I'm going to bid adieu, and thanks for listening, and have a great week. Bye.